जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय जय प्रभु 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 जय जय प्रभु
श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद भागवतम की जय गाय गोप्रमनंदे हरि 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 बोल ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा. सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 35 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्स द गोपीज सिंग ऑफ कृष्णा एंड वर्स नंबर 12 टिल 15. ओके, So on the board, which verse is it? 14th and 15th, is it? No. Okay, 12th. Okay. Sahabala sahagata vansa vilasa sanu shukshiti bhitubrajya devya harshyan yarhi venu ravena jata harsha uparambhanti vishvam mahadati kramasha shankit cheta manda manda manu garjati megha suridam abhya varshat sumebhishat chayayacha vidat prapattam. And the translation goes like this. O goddess of Vraja, when Krishna is enjoying himself with Balaram on the mountain slopes, playfully wearing a flower garland on the top of his head, he engladdens all with the resonant vibrations of his flute. Thus he delights the entire world. At that time, the nearby cloud, afraid of offending a great personality, thunders very gently in accompaniment. The cloud showers flowers unto his dear friend Krishna and shades him from the sun like an umbrella. That was 14th and 15th verse. Vividh gopa charaneshu vidhagdo venu vadya urdhanija shiksha tavasuta sati yadadhar bimbe datta venur natya swara jatihi Savanashasta Dhupadharya Sureshaha Shakravar Shakrasharva Parameshthi Purogaha Kavya Anata Kandha Kandhara Chitta Kashmalam Yayur Nishchita Tattvaha Vividh gopa charaneshu vidagdho venu vadya urdhanija shiksha tavasuta sati yadhadhar bimbe datta venur nayatsa swara jatihi Savanashasta Durpadharya Sureshaha Shakra Sharva Parameshthi Purogaha Kavya Anata Kandhara Chittaha Kashmalam Yayur Nishchiti Tattvaha Vividh Gopa Charaneshu Vidagdho Venu Vadya Urdhanija Shiksha Tavasuta Sati Yadadhar Bimbe Datta Venu Nayasa Swara Jatihi Savanashasta Dupadharya Sureshaha Shakra Sharva Parameshthi Purogaha Anatakandhara Chitta Kashmalam Yayur Nishchita Tattvaha Vividh Gopa Charaneshu Vidagdo Venur Vadya Urdhanija Shiksha Mataji is Vaishnavis. Okay.
Oh,
translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Ki Chai. Okay, now word meaning. Vividha. Various. Gopa. Of cowherds. Charaneshu. In the activities. Vidagdha. Expert. Venu. Of the flute. Vadye. In the matter of playing. Purudha. Manifold. Nija. Of his own production. Shikshaha. Whose teachings. Tava. Your. Sutaha. Son. Sati. O pious lady. Yashoda. Yada. When. Adhara. Upon his lips. Bimbe. Which are like red bimba fruits. Datta. Placing. Venuhu. His flute. Anaya. He brought forth. Swara. Of musical sound. Jati. The harmonic tones. Savanashaha. With variety of low. High and middle pitches. Tat. That. Upadharya. Hearing. Suraishaha. The principal demigods. Shakra. Indra. Sharva. Shiva. Parameshti. And Brahma. Puragaha. Headed by. Kavayaha. Learned scholars. Anata. Bowed. Kandhara. Their necks. Taha. And minds. Kashmalam. Yayu. They became bewildered. Anishchita. Unable to ascertain. Tatvaha. Its essence. Translation. O pious Mother Yashoda, your son, who is expert in all the arts of herding cows, has invented many new styles of flute playing. When he takes his flute to his bimba red lips and sends forth the tones of the harmonic scale in variegated melodies, Brahma, Shiva, Indra and other chief demigods become confused upon hearing the sound. Although they are the most learned authorities, they cannot ascertain the essence of that music, and thus they bow down their heads and hearts. Purport. The word Tava Suta Sati, your son, O chaste lady, clearly indicate that at this point Mother Yashoda is among the young gopis as they earnestly describe Lord Krishna's glories. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, among the demigods led by Shakra, Lord Indra, were Upendra, Agni and Yamaraj. Among those led by Sharva, Lord Shiva, were Katyayani, Skanda and Ganesha. And among those led by Parameshti, Lord Brahma, were the four Kumaras and Narada. Thus the best collective intelligence in the universe could not definitively analyze the enchanting musical arrangements of the Supreme Lord. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sakri Chatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitascha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pa పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయ తేగిరిం యత్ప్రపాదమహం వందే శ్రీ గురు దిన తారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్యైశ్వరం. జయ గురుదేవ్ జయ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఇట్స్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ వృందావన్ ధామ్ దాట్ కృష్ణ ఎంజాయ్స్ ఇన్ శ్రీ వృందావన్ ధామ్, ఎస్పెషలీ ఇన్ గోవర్ధన్. దేర్ ఆర్ నేచురలీ మేడ్ స్లోప్స్ ఇన్ గిరిరాజ్ గోవర్ధన్. So in this world, people are to make slopes. They are to mold the steel and then they make slopes. But yes, Giriraj Govardhan is so anxious to serve Krishna that it has got naturally made slopes, and then Krishna enjoys in the slopes. In fact, Vrindavan Dham in itself is very unique, very beautiful. Everything is made in a way which serves Krishna in the best possible way. Like Gopal Chimpu mentions that the walls of Vrindavan Dham in Golok Vrindavan, they showcase Krishna's pastime. So in case Krishna has passed from this place and then Krishna did some activity with his friends. But in case there are devotees who are in other part of Golok Vrindavan but they miss this particular Leela, so then how can they see the Leela? Well, they are just to come and see on the wall. On the wall, there is LCD screen. Transcendental LCD screen where there are pastimes of Krishna which were captured there and then, so they can see, oh, so when Krishna was here, so he did this particular leela at this point of time in this particular place. So that is the devotees, the residents of Golok Vrindavan, they keep moving from one place to another place and they just cannot forget Krishna. Of course, they have got deep love for Krishna, that's why they cannot forget Krishna. And all around there are animated descriptions of Lord Krishna's pastime. It's like here we see there are different paintings, but these paintings are there which are static, but they are like transcendental movies of Krishna's pastime. And all these are different movies, so they keep on moving from one place to another place. Say, oh, when Krishna was here, Krishna was enjoying with his friends or with the gopis in this way. Wow. In fact, Golok Vrindavan describes in Golok Vrindavan, in Gopal Champu, it mentions that how is Lord Krishna's home. Lord Krishna's home has got the northern part, the southern part, the eastern part and the western part. In the northern part stays Mother Rohini and Balramji. In eastern and western part stay Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. In the southern part resides Krishna. And Krishna resides in the southern part of his home. In the central part there is a huge veranda with thousands of rooms where Krishna can confidentially meet with his devotee friends and sometimes with the gopis as well. He can meet within his house. And in the center of the veranda, there is a mountain within the house. It's tall like Mount Meru. And it has got spiral staircase which is embedded with pearls. And then Krishna climbs this staircase and goes to the top of this mountain. And from there, he reciprocates with all the devotees in one go, in one shot. Otherwise, he has to meet the devotees individually. But okay, now let me reciprocate with all the devotees in one go, in one shot. So I'll play my flute. So Krishna goes to the top of that mountain. And then from there, Krishna starts playing the flute. And this way he nourishes all the devotees, their desires. And he gives individual messages to the gopas, the gopis, everyone individually by playing that flute. So Vrindavan Dham is like that. In fact, all the ponds, the external part of the pond, it is shining. And over there, Krishna keeps the message for the gopis. So he goes to the pond, will wash his face and will record the message there for the gopis. And then gopis, they also come to the pond. They said, oh, Krishna has kept this message for us. And then taking this message, and then they meet Krishna accordingly. Of course, there are various ways Krishna sends message to the gopis. Like for example, when he was dancing on Kaliya, So at that time when he was dancing on Kaliya, so he was indicating to the gopis, hey gopis, in Rasa Leela, this would be the choreography. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, twist, twist, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, twist, twist. Note down this choreography, huh? We'll have this. Gopis said, oh, this is going to the choreography. So while dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, Krishna can send message to the gopis, what is going to be the choreography in the Rasa Leela. So Krishna in this way, he communicates with the devotees. So entire Golok Vrindavan is like this. In case the devotees are to know where is Krishna, then there are many, many flags in Golok Vrindavan. They just look at the direction of the flag. Because the flags, they wave in the direction where Krishna's fragrance is coming. So the breeze is towards Krishna. Where Krishna is there, so breeze would go to that place. And from there, the breeze comes back. So that Krishna's fragrant body, that fragrance can be there in entire Golok Vrindavan. So the devotees, in case they want to know, okay, where is Krishna in Vrindavan? They just look at the flags. Okay, breezes coming and going in that direction. Okay, that direction. So that's a transcendental GPS in Golok Vrindavan. The flags in Vrindavan. So they indicate, they give the messages to the devotees in Vrindavan Dham. So in this way, Vrindavan Dham is absolutely transcendental. The homes are merged into Prakriti, which is the nature, the flowers, the creepers, and the nature and the houses, they are together. The luminaries and the roofs, they are also like together. So one can see, okay, luminaries are getting reflected on the roofs, and the roof is getting reflected on the luminaries. So in this way, it's all together. So that way, Golok Vrindavan is full of natural beauty, so that it facilitates Krishna's mood, his ecstatic exchanges, reciprocations with the devotees in Vrindavan Dham. So here it is mentioned that the clouds, they were thundering. Although they were very ecstatic, when they see Krishna, they become very ecstatic and they want to have loud thunder. Krishna! They want to do that. They say, no. We should also not interfere with other devotee services. Yes, in case we make a loud thunder, then other devotees also, they are to express their devotion. So we should make mild thunder. Just like when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we don't chant loudly because other devotees are also chanting. So we should cooperate with other devotees. So the clouds, they are ecstatic. Because clouds think that we are so fortunate that Krishna has taken our complexion. He is Ghanshyam. Wow, Krishna. And that's why when Vasudevji, when he was carrying Krishna to Vrindavan from Mathura, he was coming. So the clouds were very happy. They said, well, Krishna in future will speak Bhagavad Gita, and there he is going to speak the words Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. So Toyam, we have got lot of Toyam, we have got lot of water. So let's give Krishna Toyam, Yome Bhaktya Prachiti. Let's do that. And not just that, he said, yeah, Patram Pushpam, we can also give Pushpa. So when Krishna is there, so that the clouds, they offer their love to Krishna in the form of toyam as well as flowers. That Krishna, it is all for you. And they make mild thundering so that the Gandharvas, as they are singing and dancing, it should facilitate their dancing. So just like, for example, when the kirtan is happening, the mridanga is there. Mridanga is facilitating the kirtan. In case the mridanga becomes very loud and the kirtaniya's voice is subdued, so that's not a good way to play mridanga. So the mridanga service is taken by the clouds. Well, we will have thundering, but mild thundering, so that it facilitates Krishna's pastimes. And they are in sakhiras with Krishna. The clouds are in sakhiras with Krishna. And the gopis, they see that, well, we see that this cloud is in sakhiras with Krishna. And that's why whenever he plays the rag malhar, and then immediately clouds, they cover the sun. Okay, now no more sunlight. Enough sun. You have done your services. Now, let's cover Krishna. So that now the atmosphere becomes more cooling, more soothing for Krishna. So clouds are there to serve Krishna in his pastimes. And especially here, there is glorification of Venu. So here it is mentioned that how Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and all these living entities, they become stunned in ecstasy when they hear Krishna's sound of flute. It's so transcendental. And then Srimad Bhagavatam, like 21st chapter, entire 21st chapter is dedicated to glorify Krishna's flute. So the quality of Krishna's flute is that that which is animate becomes inanimate, and that which is inanimate becomes animate. The stones are inanimate, they start melting, they become animate. The rivers, they are animate, they become animate, they become stunned. Just like Mother Yamuna, when she is flowing, it appears like it's liquid sapphire. That's Mother Yamuna. Same complexion as Krishna. As Krishna is Ujjwal Neelmani, similarly, she becomes like liquid sapphire. But when Krishna plays his flute, then Yamuna becomes ecstatic. She becomes stunned. And it appears as if this is a pathway made up of sapphire. Wow! And in fact, not just she is stunned, she is so ecstatic that there are whirlpools in Mother Yamuna. And Mother Yamuna, she feels so happy. She thinks that, well, I am so fortunate. On my banks grows a bamboo. And this bamboo manifested as a flute of Krishna. And Krishna is using my son in his service. So I am so fortunate that my son is engaged in Krishna's service. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you. I've got one more son. And that's the lotuses. That's my another son. Bamboo is my first son. You engaged in your service. Thank you. But here is another son. And this way, the ecstatic waves of Mother Yamuna, she offers lotuses to Krishna. Krishna, one son, another son, another son. In this way, Krishna, he sees that so many lotuses are coming from where? From Mother Yamuna. So we can take inspiration from Mother Yamuna that she is very anxious to engage her sons in Krishna's service. In this world, sometimes parents become annoyed. How come my son is becoming devotee of Krishna? Nonsense! Don't go to this Hare Krishna. They brainwash people. So such parents should take inspiration from Mother Yamuna. Mother Yamuna, she is not satisfied with one son engaged in Krishna's service. She wants another son, the lotus, Kamala, should also be engaged in Krishna's service. But that's the nature of Krishna's flute. Krishna's flute makes animate, inanimate, and inanimate, animate. That's the power of Krishna's flute. And that's how when Lord Krishna, he lifted his Govardhan and he was playing his flute. So at that time, Madhubanga said, Krishna, please don't play your flute. Because your flute is very miraculous. It can make inanimate, animate. We have seen stones getting melted by the power of your flute. In case this Govardhan gets melted, we would get stuck underneath this Govardhan. So please don't play that flute, Krishna. Krishna said, don't worry. Although at this time, Govardhan is in ecstasy. Stunned. Govardhan was in ecstasy. Because Krishna had the plan. Krishna had the plan. Okay, Indra has got his mountain. The mountain of pride. I have got my mountain. Govardhan. With my mountain, I'll crush his mountain. Yes, I'll crush his mountain to powder. And here is my mountain. So Krishna lifted Govardhan. And as Krishna lifted Govardhan, by the touch of Krishna, Giriraj Govardhan was in ecstasy. So all the plants and herbs and shrubs were raised as if they are the hairs on the body of Giriraj Govardhan. They were stunned. So because Giriraj Govardhanji was stunned, so that's why it did not melt. Which also means that it doesn't mean that when a devotee becomes ecstatic, the devotee becomes irresponsible. Like sometimes we say, somebody is a devotee, some devotee is irresponsible. Oh, Prabhu, you know, he is in ecstasy, you know. We can't engage that devotee in seva because instead of calling the devotee irresponsible, you say, well, the devotee is too, he gets into samadhi. He gets into ecstasy, you know. But actually, even though the devotee may be in ecstasy, yet the devotee is never careless. A devotee is carefree, but a devotee is never careless. So devotee is very careful in executing the seva. So Giriraj Govardhan was lifted by Krishna. So why Govardhan was in double ecstasy? Because firstly by Krishna's touch, and secondly by the Krishna's flute. Krishna is playing the flute. By the sound of that flute, Giriraj Govardhan was in ecstasy. And not even a blade of grass was moved. Not even a blade of grass. Even the cows, the calves, they were going on the top of Govardhan and they were teasing Indra. Nothing is happening. Panchgoda Prabhu ki jai. Prabhuji, welcome. Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. So all the cows and the cows are going and teasing Indra. Indra, not even a blade of grass moved, man. And Indra, with all of his power, using his vajra, even vajra got discharged. Recharging required. Because Giriraj was in ecstasy. He was ecstasy by hearing the flute of Krishna. Wow. So in this way, Krishna was bringing joy to the devotees underneath Govardhan by playing his flute. Yeah. And after doing this Govardhan Leela, as all the Brajavasis in association with Krishna, they did parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan. And currently what we see is the tip of Govardhan. At that time, Giriraj was full-fledged manifesting. That parikrama would have been very difficult for us. But here we have Giriraj, the tip of Giriraj, so we have 21 kilometers of parikrama. But yes, at that time, that big parikrama was done by Krishna and all the gopas and gopis. And throughout the parikrama, Krishna was playing his flute. And everyone was dancing on the tune of that flute. And although they did such a big parikrama, nobody felt tired because Krishna's flute was relieving each and every gopa and the gopi. All the Brajavasis, free from all the stress as they were doing parikrama. We feel so much stress just by doing 21 kilometers of parikrama. At that time it was huge parikrama. But nobody felt stressed or tired. Why? Because Krishna's flute was relieving everyone from stress. And then what happens to the cows? The ears become the tongue. And they want to drink more and more nectar from Krishna's flute. More and more and more. And the tongue of the cows, they say, excuse me, but we are the tongue. You are supposed to chew the grass. But the tongue is not functioning as tongue. The ears are acting as tongue to taste the nectar of Krishna's flute. So the cows, they were very happy. The calves, they were very happy. In fact, the milk, now since the calves, they were also in ecstasy, so they forgot to drink. And they were also drinking Krishna's nectar, which is coming from the flute. All the cows, they're also giving the milk. But where is this milk going? So this milk created the rivers. And these rivers, as they flowed, they went to the external periphery of Vrindavan. And they make a river of milk which surrounds Golok Vrindavan Dham. So much milk. Now somebody can say, well, that's beyond logic. Because we know cow's capacity of giving milk. It is only 15 liters. In case there is a Jersey cow, which is not there in Vrindavan. 25 liters. How can so much of milk can come? This is all mythology. Well, this milk is not just some calcium substance. It is the love which the cows carry for Krishna. So that's why they create this rivers and finally the ocean which surrounds Sri Vrindavan Dham. So much of milk is given. All these different entities like peacocks and the cuckoos, they are singing on different notes glorifying Krishna. But as soon as the flute playing is there, so everyone, as everyone listens to this flute sound, they say, hey, stop singing. Now flute is there. Now you have to listen to that flute. And everyone then listens to that flute. And then they sing in a way which contributes to the sweetness of the tune of Krishna's flute. All the trees in Vrindavan, they become ecstatic. And the trees, they get transformed into various ways and very different formations are there, which are very unusual. Why? Because the trees feel ecstatic after hearing Krishna's flute. And they get so many flowers, so many flowers. They blossom with love, with bliss after hearing Krishna's flute. So all the plants, the trees, the herbs and shrubs, they become so happy listening to Krishna's flute. And the birds, as they are chirping together, they stop chirping. And they start running towards the place where the sound of the flute is coming from. And all the gopis said, hey, just see these birds. They stop talking to each other and they are rushing towards that sound of Krishna's flute. What's this? Maybe these birds are disciples and the name of the spiritual master is Krishna's flute. So disciples, they stop talking to each other. Hey, Gurudev is calling. Let's go. So all these birds, they fly towards Krishna's flute because they see Krishna's flute has spiritual master. And they listen to the spiritual master. Wow, spiritual master is speaking. Listen. So in this way, the birds, they rush towards that sound. And the gopis, they receive secret messages in that sound. Where to meet? What time? How we are going to meet? All these different messages Krishna gives to each individual gopi. Not that one sound, now you decode on your own. No, it's not like that. Decoded message goes to each and every devotee individually. That's the magic of Krishna's sound. So Krishna composes various songs, and in that sound, on those songs which emanate from the flute, it has got songs, it has got messages, it has also got the beat with those songs. So it's not just the songs without any musical instrument. No, all the musical instruments are also included in that sound. Krishna's flute is very magical. But from whom did Krishna receive the flute? There are various versions that how Krishna received the flute. Somewhere it is mentioned that Lord Shiva gave him the flute. Somewhere it is mentioned that Adi Saraswati expands as flute. And Adi Saraswati comes from Srimati Radhika. So she is there as a flute. But yes, Krishna learned flute playing from Balaramji. And Krishna became even more expert than Balaramji in playing flute. That's Krishna. So disciple excelled from more than his guru. That my guru's name is also Balaramji. Balaramji, please teach me flute playing. But then he excels even more than Balaram. Yes, and then even Balaramji is stunned. Then Krishna, all these things which you play, I didn't teach you. Cool. I like it. Nice. So Krishna has got different kinds of flute as it is given in Nectar of Devotion as well. He has got Venu, so which is 6 inches long. It has got 6 holes. Vamshi, which has got 9 holes and 15 inches long. And there are different versions of Vamshi. Sammohini, Akarshini and Anandini. And there is Murli as well, which has got 4 holes and which is 18 inches long. So Vamshi and Murli are considered to be feminine. And Venu is considered to be masculine. So gopis say, how come Krishna is playing this Venu? And that to this Venu has not taken permission as well. How can this Venu taste the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet, lotus lips? How come? First he should come to us. I would like to humbly beg that, can I taste the nectar from Krishna's lotus lips? Kindly grant me the permission. But no permission taken. Without permission, there should not be any admission. How come? So the gopis, in a transcendental way, they feel envy. How come this Venu is having this privilege of tasting nectar from Krishna's? Srimati Radharani feels that in my next life, I'll become a bamboo tree so that I may become a flute. So that then Krishna can play that flute. And then I would be personally associating with Krishna. I would have that privilege. In my next life, I'll become that bamboo. And sometimes she feels that maybe I should become a garland. This garland in public embraces Krishna. We can't embrace Krishna in public. We are to look for opportunities so that Krishna can embrace us. But this garland is embracing Krishna in public. In next life, maybe I should become a garland. Yes. And sometimes she thinks that maybe I should become earring. These earrings, they keep kissing Krishna's cheeks in public. We can't kiss Krishna's cheeks in public. But these earrings are so fortunate. Maybe next time you should become earrings. But each and everything reminds the devotees of Krishna. Once Chitra Sakhi, she was making a painting of Lord Krishna. And seeing that beautiful painting, because Chitra Sakhi is very good in making Chitra paintings. So Srimati Radharani says, you have made such a beautiful painting. Whosoever this person is, whose painting you have made, I have given my heart to this person. Yes, this person is so beautiful. And then Krishna's flute sound entered the ears of Srimati Radharani. And then Srimati Radharani said, well, such a sweet sound of this flute. I have given my heart to this person who is playing the flute. My heart belongs to this person. And then Srimati Radharani said, oh, I have become so characterless. My heart belongs to now 2 people. One of whose painting is this. And second is the one who is playing the flute. Oh, I have become so characterless. And then Krishna was passing by taking his cows. And then Srimati Radharani looked at this person
And Shivaji Radha said, this person who is herding the cows is so beautiful. I give my heart to this person who is taking the cows. And the Shivaji Radha said, oh no. I have become even more characterless because I have given my heart to three people. Oh no. And then Chitra Sakhi said, oh Radhe, your heart naturally is inclined towards Krishna. So this painting and the flute player and the one who is herding the cows is one person, and that is one and only yours, Krishna. I thought, oh, they are same people, huh? They are same person. Yes, of course. Oh, Shri Radhe, you are Devi Krishna Mai Prokta. You are Krishna Mai. You are so much saturated with Krishna consciousness. And Krishna is so much filled up with Radha consciousness. You are inseparable. Oh Radhe, Krishna premai Radha, Radha premayo Hari, Jivane nidhane nityam, Radha Krishna gatir mama. You belong to each other, so you cannot think of anyone else. So all these people are none other than Krishna, your beloved Krishna. And then Shrimati Radharani, she got some solace. But then Shrimati Radharani said, you know, Krishna is such a romantic hero. He is Dhir Lalita. He is such a romantic hero. He is so romantic, he does not even distinguish that here are people who are waiting to give him love. They have got the rasa of love for him. And he is having that dry bamboo. And that dry bamboo has not taken even permission from us. How come? So in this way, Shrimati Radharani, in a way, she glorifies the flute. That flute is so very fortunate that Krishna, anytime and all the time, Krishna gives association to flute. Wow. In her mother, Shrimati Radharani, she was feeling so much separation. She was burning with the fire of separation from Krishna. And then Krishna disguised as physician, a female physician. Krishna came, said, well, I'm a physician. I can cure your Radhika. He said, oh, really? Oh, yes. I'm very expert. I'm very good. And then Krishna came disguised as a female physician. And Shrimati Radharani says, so Krishna checked the pulse, second pulse, third pulse, fourth pulse, fifth pulse. See, Radharani said, excuse me, you are checking so many pulses. Why so? But by touch of Krishna, she could realize that this person is none other than Krishna. And then Krishna always having the flute. So he said, actually I cure the disease by playing the flute. So he could not hide the flute. So that's why he said, well, I'm a physician, but I cure by playing my flute. I said, okay. And then Shrimati Radharani got this confirmation that this person is none other than Krishna. So Shrimati Radharani also enjoyed the association that Krishna has disguised as a female physician just to give pleasure to Shrimati Radharani. But yes, this is a hallmark of Krishna, the flute. You know, sometimes when we see that in case somebody is not making a painting of Krishna, they just make a flute, and this reminds, oh, Krishna. Yes, flute means Krishna. Like once Krishna, he disguised himself as a boatman, and he said to the gopis, well, I can take you across Yamuna from this side to that side. You can come. Yeah. And then they sat, and as they were in the middle of Mother Yamuna, said, well, seems like, you know, there is overloading. Now it may sink and all of us will drown. So I think we are to unload some of the stuff from the boat. So please take off these pots of butter. Put that in Yamuna. But we churned it with so much of hard labor, but we will sink down. So we have to save ourselves. And then they drown the butter pots in Mother Yamuna. Well, the load is still heavy. It can still sink. We have to do something else. Take off your ornaments. The ornaments are too heavy. Said, okay, ornaments are too heavy. Okay, alright. And then Krishna put those ornaments also into the river. And then Krishna said, well, still it is overloaded. I think your cloths are also very heavy. Now they suspected them. Cloths are also very heavy. And then one gopi looked behind that boatman. Oh Radhe, this boatman is none other than Krishna. Because flute belongs to Krishna. So Krishna may do other makeup and all of that. Sometimes he may have mustache and turban and all of this. But flute, yes, this person is actually
Krishna.
So all the gopis in Vrindavan, all the Brajvasi, they get stunned whenever Krishna plays the flute. So Krishna, when he plays the flute, so there is sound of tu 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 tu. Although he's playing tu 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 tu, but the gopis, they listen you. And Lalita, Vishakha, Tungvidya, Chitrasakhi, me? You. So Krishna, in this way, he attracts, he gives joy to all the devotees in Vrindavan Dham by playing his flute. So all that is tu tu tu, but they listen. Actually, in Hindi, this is tu means tu. In English, it is you. So Krishna gives pleasure to all the devotees by playing his flute. And when he plays his flute, especially he gives a message to Srimati Radharani. By playing his flute, he says, Oh Shri Radhe, Oh Madhavi, you belong to Madhav. Eternally, I love you. And eternally, you love me as well. So please come to Rasalila, because I know all the gopis will follow you only. You. So if you will come, then other gopis will also come. So Krishna plays the flute so that he can attract the attention of Srimati Radharani. And in that flute, there is message for Srimati Radharani that you have to come to such and such place. I am waiting for you. Please come. So Srimati Radharani, she is not able to stop herself. So this tu-tu-tu, although it is heard by the gopis and they decoded that, yes, Krishna is calling me. But Srimati Radharani doesn't decode like this. She said, well, he's singing you. But where is the message for me? So she feels separation from Krishna. Then Krishna specially plays some special ragas which sends exclusive message to Srimati Radharani. That you, exclusively, you. Exclusively, you. And then Srimati Radharani, then she feels solace. Ah, now Krishna is calling me. And then they rush towards Krishna. So in this way, all the gopis, they rush towards Krishna because they hear the sound. So in this way, Krishna communicates all with all the devotees. He believes that his Kamdev has got the arrows to incite people. But I will use my flute. So although Krishna is also archer and he has got his arrows of love, but yes, he sometimes shoots the arrows of divine love which incites us through his flute. Like Kam Gayatri, it mentions that Krishna shoots the arrows. So there are different arrows which Krishna shoots, and they actually excel the mood of devotion in the devotees. So all the devotees, the gopis, they come in Rasalila and they dance with Krishna. So even though Krishna is there with Srimati Radhika, he is there with all the gopis, yet while dancing, Krishna is playing the flute. So the sound of the flute, it envelops Radha and Krishna. And Radha and Krishna are dancing, being enveloped by that divine, extremely sweet sound of the flute. All the gopis are enveloped by that sound of the flute. Such is the transcendental nature of the flute of Krishna. Just by seventh note of this flute, which enters the ears of Brahmaji, and then, so this seventh note is Om. There are people who are in Rishikesh and Haridwar, they are meditating Om. Om. But Om means A-U-Ma. A is Krishna. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the letter A. A. U is Urja, Srimati Radharani. And Ma means all the living entities who are serving Radha and Krishna. So Om means Golok Vrindavan. So with the seventh note of Krishna's flute comes Om. And this Om enters the ears of Brahmaji, and then from his mouth the Om expands into Gayatri. And this Gayatri then expands into Vedas, the Vedic knowledge. From the Vedic knowledge, the essence comes as Vedanta Sutra. And the Vedanta Sutra's essence comes in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the essence of the seventh note of Krishna's flute is Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. So that's why this Srimad Bhagavatam is is Paramahamsa Sahita. Because it actually originates, it has got its origin in Krishna's flute. So that's why it got manifested in trance to Srila Vedvyasi. In trance to Srila Shukadeva Goswami. Because that's the nature of Krishna's flute. It makes the devotees come into transcendental. Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Okay, I'll stop here now. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any question or any remarks from the senior Vaishnavas, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hey. So if anyone has any question, you can raise your hand and Prabhu, yes. You got a question, yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your wonderful class.
Merci.
I just wanted to know how much price one has to pay to reach this place, Golok Vrindavan.
Actually, it is priceless. We cannot pay any price. This Krishna Prema is priceless. And that's why Krishna Prema cannot be acquired. Krishna Prema is given. What qualification do we have? Those who did 60,000 years of austerity in Satyuga, they would get Vaikuntha Loka, not Golok Vrindavan. 60,000 years of austerities, not life, austerities. They live for 1 lakh years, 60,000 austerities, 60,000 years of austerity. At least we should give 60 years, if not 60,000 years, 60 years. And what kind of sadhana we have, we know that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ram, 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 Ram. With this austerity, we'll go. We want Golok Vrindavan. Wow. The fasting which we do, we eat everything on Ekadashi. In fact, on fasting days, we eat the most. One day before Ekadashi, tomorrow is Ekadashi. Today, eat. On the day of Ekadashi, today is Ekadashi. We have only these fried chips. Eat. Next day to Ekadashi. Yesterday was Ekadashi. Today, eat. With this austerity, we want Golok Vrindavan. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the philosophy we can't understand. Achintya Vedavet, well, it is Achintya. So what qualification we have to get Krishna Prem? Krishna Prem can be given. That's it. And the chapter entitled Calling of the Gopis, we are to call out Krishna's names. In Kali Yuga, we can't do austerity. This Dhyan, we can't do Dhyan. We can't do meditation. We meditate on what we can't even share. It will be very embarrassing. Prabhu, you meditate on such things? Yeah. So in Kali Yuga, what meditation can we do? In Kali Yuga, there is only one way. That is to call out Krishna's names. That's the only way. Krishna, I have no qualification. And that's my qualification. To get your mercy. That's my qualification. That I have got no qualification. So you have to just call out Krishna's name. Cry out Krishna's name. That's the only way. So then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj says, but in case somebody says, well, Prabhuji, you are saying that cry out Krishna's name, but I don't feel like crying. I just had pizza. How can I cry? I don't feel like crying. So then he says, in case you can't cry, then you should cry that you are not able to cry. And in case you can't even do that, then you should cry that you are not able to cry. To cry. And in case you can't even do that, then you must cry that you are not able to cry, that you are not able to cry, to cry. But you must cry. That's the only way. Okay, any other question? Yes. Yes, mother, please.
You talked about how the clouds are like Sakya Ras and how they're playing drums and facilitating the Devi cloud dance.
Yeah.
So can you please elaborate more how they're in Sakya Ras? Because I understand like the trees, they're in like a neutral Ras.
Yeah.
And so I was assuming that the clouds would also be something like that, but please elaborate on
that. Actually, in Golok Vrindavan, this Shantras is not there in Golok Vrindavan. Shantras is also mixed with Sakhiras. Even trees are also having mix of Shant and Sakhir. Now, when Krishna is there near any tree, so the branches, they embrace Krishna. Krishna, love you. And Krishna says, I love you too, darling. Yeah. So in this way, Krishna, so the trees are not just in Shantaras. It's a mix of Shant as well as Sakhiras. So we see that the clouds, they are there to facilitate Krishna's passing. Just like Sakhas, they also facilitate meeting of Krishna with the gopis. They send the messages and all that. They create the environment and all that. They do facilitation. Similarly, the clouds also facilitate. Okay, sun, enough of sunshine. Now let's make the environment more conducive, more cooling, so that now Krishna can dance with the gopis. And he has this feeling that, well, Krishna has taken my complexion. Hey, brothers, friends, same complexion. Bluish, darkish. We are also bluish, dark. Yay. Same pinch. So in this way, they have the feeling of friendship with Krishna in the clouds. Om, yes. A is Krishna, U is Urja. Ma means the living entities who are serving Krishna, rather than Krishna. Yes, U, yes, yes. U se Urja. Ma se Jivatma. Ma, Jivatma. So A, U, Ma. So that's the Om should be recited like this. Om. So there are people who do Om, Om. That's not the way. It is Om. That's the way to chant Om. Because A is Krishna, U is Shrimati Radhika, and Ma means the living entities who are serving Radha and Krishna. Yes. Yes, boy. Okay, yeah, tu. Where is this tu? What's the source of this tu? You. It's given in Gopal Champu by Shri Jiva Goswami. He describes that how Krishna, why is tu? He's saying you. Yeah. Okay, yes. Yeah, Peace of the Golok Vrindavan, yes. That's from the first chapter of Gopal Champu.
Sir, Prabhuji, my question is, every living entity has its swarup in Golok Vrindavan. So, shall we meditate upon this initially, or when it will be revealed to us?
Okay. So it would be revealed by Krishna, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, it would be revealed. Just like we cannot find the sun. Can we go at 3 p.m. or say 3 a.m. and we look at the sun. Hey sun, tomorrow morning rise on time. Okay? And sun would say, yeah, okay. Is it possible? Sun reveals on its own. Right? We cannot see the sun on our own. Right? Sun reveals by its own glory, by its own choice. Similarly, Krishna would reveal what's our swarupa. We have to remain surrendered servants. We have to give our life to Krishna. So just by meditating, well, I am a gopi. I am a manjari. Which manjari? Well, I am a cauliflower manjari. Gobhi. Gobhi Bharatur Pada Kamali or Das Das Anudas. It's not like that. Okay, one boy, and yes.
I have a question that I have heard that in Golok Vrindavan light comes from Krishna, but you are saying from sun. I'm confused.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. You are confused about what?
Prabhuji's
question is that we have heard that in Golok Vrindavan,
light comes from Krishna's body.
Okay.
We have just mentioned that there is a sun who gives the light.
Okay, so
sun.
Okay, from that the sun takes energy from Krishna. So sun is also serving in the leelas of the Lord. So that's why sunshine is there. In fact, each and every living entity is self-effulgent in Golok Vrindavan. Self-effulgent. Here, there is a movie made by Steven Spielberg, Avatar. So over here, there is shown that all the plants and everything is self-effulgent. And even he shows that tilak, which is Gaudiya Vaishnava tilak in that movie. But from where he took this idea that the plants are self-effulgent? He has taken idea from our Vedic scriptures that in Golok Vrindavan, everything is self-effulgent. Yet the sun is there to facilitate the leela. But behind everything, the effulgence comes from Krishna. Even Brahma Jyoti personifies as a gopi and dances in Rasalina. So all those who are Brahmavadis, Nirakar, Iktuhi Nirakar. That formless, all-pervading, homogeneous light. May I merge? Excuse me, cutie pie. That impersonal Brahma Jyoti also personifies as a gopi and dances in Krishna's Rasalila. So you should aspire for that, Lallu Lal. So Srila Prabhupada used to say, the goal of life is to join Radha Krishna's dance party. That's the goal of life. So not Brahma Jyoti. So that's why from where comes light? Well, light comes from Krishna. But those who consider God is just light, they're taking God very lightly. Just a light. Okay, yes, Mataji, behind.
Thank you for your very entertaining and very instructive class, Prabhu.
Mercy.
Because this chapter is about, it's speaking quite a lot about Krishna's flute and the effect it has on everyone.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you could give us all some tips of all age groups, actually, that how can we learn how to hear Krishna's flute of his instructions in our life, apart from reading that, but just generally. So that how can we also tune into Krishna's, if you know what I mean, like flute of his situations that he creates and the instructions that he gives, etc.
Yes. So instructions comes from the mouth of the spiritual master. So we are to tune ourselves, our consciousness, our attitudes, our perceptions, our ideas, our plans as per the tunes of the spiritual master. And that's the way we can enter into that arena, that beautiful place where Krishna plays the flute. So first we are to dance on the tune of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And then we can be there. Otherwise we can't enter there. Not possible. The passport and visa is given by Srila Prabhupada. Yes, mother, please.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna, Mataji, yes.
Prabhuji, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that wind blows out of his sphere, sun rises out of his sphere. So all the demigods who are there working under the out of fear from Krishna.
Yes, because in management some fear is required.
Yes, but we only see in case of Lord Indra that he only comes into proud, whether it's Govardhan Leela, then after that Parijat Leela.
Yes.
So how should we understand that he is a devotee of Lord, because of him only, Indriyari Vyakaram Loke, then why he is again and again coming?
So Krishna's Yogmaya potency covered Indra's intelligence that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Krishna revealed as well after this Govardhan Leela. So it happens by Krishna's will.
Then again after participation.
Yes. Matta smitir jnanam apohanam cha. From me comes remembrance and from me comes forgetfulness. So Indra forgot that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why. Okay, yes, mother, please.
Hare Krishna. A few days ago, His Holiness Prabhupada Maharaj was speaking how Krishna's flute and Mahamantra are not different.
Yes.
And when we are participating in Kirtan, we actually hear in the Krishna's flute.
Absolutely.
So I have a question, because when we are in the Kirtan, we can get the glimpse of the ecstasy. And
yes,
it
yes.
happens to all of us,
yes,
regardless
yes.
of our spiritual advancement.
Yeah.
So how we work on the same intensity with our personal japa? Because when we chant on our own, sometimes the mind is taking over. Mm. So how we can actually have the same intensity
yeah.
that we can feel that glimpses of ecstasy when we chant in japa on our own?
Okay, so yes, it's very true as Maharaj said. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Krishna's flute. Because when Krishna plays the flute, comes Om. And Om is not different from Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that is yes. So the essence is there in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But in Japa we struggle. In Japa we struggle. Like Bhakti Maharaj used to say, Naam Sankirtan is like Rasalila. Naam Sankirtan is like Rasalila. And Japa is Nikunja Seva. But who gets the Nikunja Seva? The one who participates first in Rasalila. He gets trained in the devotee gets trained in Rasalila and then gets more confidential service. So in this way, Naam Sankirtan will facilitate our japa. Because when we are doing Naam Sankirtan, at a time we are listening 1,000 Hare Krishna Mahamantras. But when we do japa, it is single Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So when all the devotees are chanting, especially when devotees like Aindra Prabhuji and some of the great Kirtaniyas here in Vrindavan Dham, when they do Kirtan, my Hare Krishna Mahamantra may be in Aparad level, but their Mahamantra chanting is on that level. So they will pick us up and then they'll take us there. In this way, Naam Sankirtan will help us chant our japa better. Also, we should read and contemplate on the glories of the Holy Name. And ISKCON is the best place in terms of the book publications about the glories of the Holy Name. We have got Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name by Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. Broken Names, Naam Rahasya, Living Name by His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. Chant by Shivram Swami Maharaj. Japa Reform Notebook by Sasru Das Goswami Maharaj. Japa by Bhurjan Prabhuji. We got so many books on the Holy Name. Harinam Chintamani, Bhajan Rahasya by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Prabhupada's compilation as Namamrit. So we should read them and contemplate on those glories again and again and again and then do japa. And we can also amalgamate chanting with glories of of the Holy Name. This was done by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. Like we chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Eva Kavalam, Kala, Unaste, Unaste, Vagatranata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. So in this way, chanting, chanting glories. Chanting, chanting, chanting glories. Chanting, chanting, chanting glories. In this way, we can free ourselves from that mechanical, ritualistic, dry, cyclic chanting. By embedding in between the glories of the Holy Name. And more we are prayerful, so that will also help us. We should sit straight while chanting. We should not have a really lazy posture while chanting. Laid back chanting. And so we should sit straight. That's also very helpful. We should sit and chant. We should not just walk. Sometimes devotees have japa walk. So those who are old or who are having some ailment, they can have this japa walk. Otherwise we should sit and chant. Those who are in Rishikesh and Haridwar, they want impersonal Brahma Jyoti, they sit and meditate. But our Hare Krishna devotees who want Golok Vrindavan, they walk around Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Rama, Rama, Rama. How can we go back home, back to our life? So we should sit and with firm determination that, okay, Krishna, today I am going to chant the best round of my life and I'll offer it to you through my Gurudev. And then enter chanting. So we should prepare our consciousness. Just like sprinters, when they run, on your mark, get set. So prepared, go, shoot. So in this way, we should also prepare our consciousness before chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In this way, gradually we can come out of this cyclic, mechanical, dry chanting. Also, one more thing, very important. Before chanting, we should take this apsara. This heavenly damsel, which is it's like Kali Yuga damsel. We should take this and put somewhere either on Maharlok or Tapolok or maybe somewhere in Patal and then chant. So we should never keep this mobile phone next to us while chanting. It's like some sage is doing meditation with Apsara. So this is very dangerous gadget. So that's why we should just keep it, not just aside, keep it far away, and then we can chant. Otherwise, WhatsApp Japa, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram. Yeah, I'm coming. So this is the individual apsara given to us by Kalyuga. Each one of us should have at least one apsara, one damsel. Is it possible some sage is meditating with some apsara? Oh, apsara, please sit next to me. We will meditate together. What meditation will happen? So that's why we should keep this mobile phone absolutely away before chanting. Yes. So when we chant, we should sit in the mood that today I am going to have a date with the holy name. Dating means you and me and you and no one else. So chanting the holy name, oh holy name, you and me and you and nobody else. Then we can start focusing. This is the object. This is like we have weapon of mass destruction. Now there is weapon of mass distraction. So then we can start chanting. First step is step one. Keep mobile phone 108 kilometers away. Then start chanting. Alright, I'll stop here. I'll take an extra time today. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Dai Gopremanande. Hari Hari Gopremanande.